So let me quickly summarize up to here. Business is making people's life better. Your network marketing company has created a product or service that you feel can make people's life better. You are the person to communicate how that product or service can make the prospect's life better, and you use the inviting formula to locate a person's needs, wants, or don't wants, and expose your business or product to them if they qualify by inviting them to look at some materials, handle any questions or objections that come up, close them into action, and then follow up. You've learned quite a bit here. A couple of more things you need to know before we end off. The next subject is how to get prospects. Perhaps you would have thought that I would have put that at the beginning of my training, but my experience is that people can't hear how to get prospects until they feel confident that they would know what to say to the prospect. So that's the reason I explain communication and the inviting formula first. The way you find prospects is by promoting. As I stated earlier, the word promote means to make known, and to the degree that you promote is the degree you will have prospects. Promotion is limited only by what a person can see or hear. So any way a person can receive a communication, you can promote. So that could include advertising in the newspaper, advertising in magazines, there's direct mail like sending out postcards to everyone in a zip code, there's television, there's radio, there's email, banner ads on the internet, there's hiring executive search firms, there's buying leads, then there's networking. I'm sure you could have guessed that I would name that one. But you would be surprised at how many people mentioning all the ways to promote miss that one. I'm going to spend the majority of the time talking about networking, but let me briefly give you my view of the other types of promotion. Whether it's newspaper advertisements, postcards, door hangers, internet, television, radio, all the other ways you've heard, they all fall under the subject of marketing. Marketing is defined as creating desire for your product, service, or business. You can throw an enormous sum of money and time at these marketing efforts and yield very little. I know, I've done it. It took me years to develop the skills to write marketing advertisements that would get a good return. Marketing is actually a whole other profession you have to learn if you head in that direction. To do it right, you have to promote the benefits of your product or service or business to the audience that is most likely to desire it. So logically, you have to correctly locate and find that audience, and then you have to make yourself known to them by delivering a marketing communication that causes them to respond. If the response is sufficient enough, you then promote it more heavily. You can do even better if you do surveys of your target audience to find out what it is about your product or business that they would benefit from. See, the difference is that if you write the benefits, that's only you thinking you know what everyone else will respond to, but that's rarely the case. I spent $27,000 to have a survey company tell me exactly why people took supplements. I had my own ideas why people took supplements, but I couldn't have been more wrong compared to what the surveys returned. But boy, was it valuable to me. By the way, I wrote 2 brochures off those surveys that are really effective when selling supplements. If you're in the business of selling supplements, or if you've ever been interested as to the effect nutrients have on your body, you should take a look at them. The point I'd like to make on this is that in all the ways to promote mentioned, I've determined that it's impractical, not cost-effective, and not time-effective to have a networker learning all these ways to promote. It just distracts and frustrates them. So the only 3 areas of promotion that I recommend are 1, networking. 2, purchasing leads from a good leads company. 3, newspaper advertising. And I recommend them in that order. 1st is networking, 2nd is purchasing leads, and 3rd is newspaper advertising. I would just say networking, but many people have already talked to their network several times and perhaps did it without the inviting formula, and so maybe those networks aren't so open anymore. Also, other types of promotion, newspaper ads and buying leads, open new entry points into networks. So I feel it's essential to always promote so you're always establishing points of entry into new networks.